The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
7:01 a.m. on this Friday. Is it Feel Good Friday to you? I don't know. How good do you feel right now? Well, we'll find out as the show progresses. Let's see what's happening here on our schedule of things. I believe our guest at 8 o'clock is going to be running against current U.S. Senator Rick Scott. I think he's up for election, a re-election again. I hope that somebody gets him out of there. That man is a warmonger and does not deserve to be in office, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. You may like him. I call him a you-know-what with ears. Phallic symbol would be the polite way of saying it. And the reason is because he's the guy that, when he was governor of Florida, told everybody that the storm surge from Hurricane Irma was going to kill everyone and to run, and turned I-75 into a parking lot within the hour. So, you know, people that do stuff like that, it's like running into a crowded theater and yelling fire. No respect for humankind. I mean, they're in it for themselves. You see how much power them and, like, Cronin from Texas used to be on the Texas Supreme Court, and now he's a senator. And everybody thinks they're doing great by voting people like this in here. Yeah, we definitely need an enema in D.C., don't we? This week, we have Grown by Nature products, which, of course, is always drop shipped. So it's free shipping, but you get them 10% off this week. We also have the iComplex CS for those of you waiting for that, 10% off, and Vitamir products as well. And, of course, the spring sale, we have to make a note of that, because there were two different promotions going on, 10% off site-wide and free shipping with $250 plus orders. And some people went online and were having a problem not in being able to get the discount. So if you would give us a call at the Power Mall when we open today at 8 a.m. Central, you can talk to Jay and place your order and we'll honor the discount. So, let's see what's going on here. If you have not had a chance to run a letter up the chain here by snail mail or email to try to win the Rick's Satellite USA.com dish system, you need to do that. Time's a wasting. You can email us at support at thepowerhour.com or snail mail us at P.O. Box 14921 Springfield, Mo 65814. Include your name, address, and phone number so we have a way to get a hold of you. And explain to us in very short but simple terms why you would like to win the dish. That simple. And you might just win it. On the open market, it's an average $300 value. So you got to love that. Hey, isn't that worth the letter or the email? $300? Huh. Everybody likes stuff. Yeah. Well, this stuff allows you to listen to the Power Hour and everything coming through Global Star and Galaxy 19 Satellite without paying any fees. No subscription fees, folks. And of course, for those of you with internet, you can watch the Power Hour replay each day on Rumble or by clicking the videos tab on thepowerhour.com. For those of you ordering from the Power Mall for the first time, use the code FIRST and the number 10 at checkout. Get 10% off your orders. And if you don't have internet, it's all right. We have a Power Mall catalog you can request by calling us at 877-817-9829 when the Power Mall opens at 8 a.m. Central, and we'll hook you up with one so you won't be in the dark, all right? And we have a partners tab too. You can go shop powerhour.com/partners. And we've got the prepper freeze dried beef. Got a bunch of different things, a bunch of different partners. It's all good. You can participate in the forum as well just by going to the powerhour.com. Go to the community tab and there's forum. So we've just added private messaging to that so you can find and connect with other Power Hour listeners and callers. Wow, that's a good way to get connected, huh? Communicate behind the scenes. Now, of course, if you live near a 5G tower, because pretty much 3G and 4G are, you know, just about non-existent. But if you live near one of these cell towers, we have a free guide you can download by going to thepowerhour.com, clicking the partners tab. It's there. It talks about the upcoming 2024 EMF Hazard Summit, which is happening from the 11th through the 14th of this month, along with a guide showing you the top 10 symptoms you might experience when overexposed to EMF. Moving on to world news here at 6 minutes after the hour. And the World War III update. Everybody goes, oh, we're already in World War III. Oh, yeah, I know. Like we're 3 days away from the end of the world, right? I know a lot of you are skeptical about all of this. April 8th is Monday. We will be here. We'll be on there. You know, we don't have a state of emergency here. No, we'll be on the air. The solar eclipse and the comet, the Devil's Comet, is supposed to be going on later in the day. And of course, it will start, for those of you in Eastern time, at somewhere around 10 a.m. Eastern and drift across the country. It'll start down in Mexico and then drift northward through the United States of America in multiple locations, passing over the Aleph and Tav at Little Egypt, Illinois, as Pastor Jim Staley said the other day. And many of you are sitting there, you know, praying, oh, we're going to have the rapture. Get ready, get your Bibles out and start reading. Time to get saved. Really? Should have been saved already, folks, especially if you listen to this show. You know, you just, it's so simple, but yet people are so resistant. All you got to do is confess Jesus Christ as Lord. It's that simple. Believe that he died for your sins, put you in the age of grace, and God raised him from the dead 3 days later. And of course, as you know, April 8th is the start of a Jewish holiday, the civil calendar, actually. So understand that, you know, as we head toward the Feast of Trumpets later in the fall, people think, there's a lot of people out there that are really thinking that all the signs and wonders are leading up to the rapture. The Bible in Matthew 24 says, we know not the day nor the hour. That's Thessalonians, excuse me. I sometimes see these things are so intense. Matthew 24 is like, if you open the standard Bible up, like my King James version, it's 2 pages in length. There's like 50 some odd verses in there. And see, back when the Bible was first written, we didn't have chapter headings and verses. Now that was all added by the Bible scholars, so it'd make it easier to find as they translated it. And everything was done in reverse. That's the way that the Hebrew text was. Everything started at the lower right-hand column, down at the right-hand, bottom of the right-hand of the page. And then you had to read backwards up to the upper left-hand. That's how it was written, Hebrew, right? Well, it's not that way now. Now they've made it easier to read because not everybody reads Hebrew, right? So, you know, historical facts and stuff in the Old Testament tells you some of what the prophets said. And that's for your learning. And then when Christ was raised again from the dead and was ascended into heaven, sitteth on the right hand of the Father. Yeah, there's a lot of doom and gloomers out there that are saying on YouTube and various other channels that God came down to earth on his own in the form of Jesus Christ. And I'm like, I don't think so. That's impossible. Yeah, what did God pop out of Mary? That would happen. I gotta have so much fun. It says Christ in you, the hope of glory. And if Jesus Christ is God, then I'm God too, right? I don't think so. So, you know, you can forget that argument. just remember what the Bible says. You know, the New Testament basically starts in the book of Acts. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is a culmination of the Old Testament. It's where all the prophecies are fulfilled. That makes sense. Should make sense. They all talk about Christ and what happened, how it all ended. The fact that all these disciples were scared in the end times, their end times. And many of them, like I said, became emboldened the first day of Pentecost, which is when the church and the grace administration started, was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And then, of course, the news media, shock and awe. World War III update, Blinken says Ukraine will join NATO. NATO's going to build a bridge towards Ukraine becoming a member state of the Defensive Alliance, according to Winken, Blinken, and Nod. Said on NATO's 75th birthday. The NATO met in Brussels, all the NATO leaders and member states, yesterday to toast the 75th anniversary of its founding. Among them, Winken, Blinken, and Nod sailed off the ocean blue, right? To discuss renewed Russian aggression and the potential place of Ukraine among its members. Well, you know what Putin said? And, you know, Ukraine may be a way off in formally joining NATO. Individual members are storming ahead with creating a NATO light. A NATO light arrangement. Signing a 10-year treaty with Kyiv. Signing a treaty promising further funding support and promising military aid if Russia invades the state again for the duration of the agreement. Oh, like you think that's going to stop Putin? The eighth such NATO light paper. It's like, how many calories are in that? But wait, there's more. It was just signed yesterday with Finland, following the UK in January, then Germany, France, Denmark, Canada, Italy, and the Netherlands. Yes, they're all part of the NATO light. If you think it's butter, but it's not. It's not nice to fool Mother Nature. Remember that? Of course you do. Yes, lest we be over-informed, understand that World War III, I mean, come on. Putin is just looking for an excuse, and the tit-for-tat is going on, and you know that they're sitting there trying to freak people out before election time. They keep opening their mouths, trying to dare Putin to push the magic button so we can have mutual assured destruction. Despite what Peskov and Medvedev and everybody else are saying, you know, we're getting closer and closer to trying to embrace Ukraine. Why? I don't know. And taxpayers want to know. Because all this money that we're printing, courtesy of the United States, whatever they are. Oh, is it a government? Really? Not by the people, for the people. But it should perish from the earth. And see, this is what Putin has promised. If they start messing around and they make Ukraine a NATO member. And we're just all praying that if they're going to have hellfire and brimstone, that D.C. and New York are the first to go, right? Well, see, here's the thing. All of our enemies know where the political and financial centers of the United States are. All right? That's a fact. That's not news. Everybody knows it. So understand that we're being invaded from within, and that's part of where World War III is, because we have all these Chinese military-aged men infiltrating the country. And, of course, Biden just lets them all in here. Now we're finding out a few senators from the nation's Rust Belt have been doing a little homework and found out that the Japanese conglomerate that was trying to buy U.S. Steel, you know, Nippon Steel, apparently has ties to the Chinese Communist Party. And the thing is that this was bipartisan. Sherrod Brown, Bob Casey, and J.D. Vance, they're opposite ends of the political spectrum. But apparently they have discovered the ties between Nippon and market dependence on China. And those operations risk sharing technology and production expertise with PRC's industrial database. Nippon has had a long-run history supporting the establishment and foundation of the Chinese steel industry. So don't think that there aren't links there that we have to be concerned with. So here again, Sherrod Brown wrote a letter to Biden asking him to investigate. What do you think? You know, Vance also said the same thing. Lock it. Don't let it happen. The U.S. Steel, by the way, was founded in 1901 by Andrew Carnegie, J.P. Morgan, and Charles Schwab. To Nippon, it's significant as the steelmaker served a critical role in the nation's arsenal of democracy during World War II. Yep, in other words, America was duped into getting into a world war again, where how many tens of thousands of troops were sacrificed of our U.S. citizens? Look at all the servicemen that didn't get a chance to return home because of this. And therefore, it cut down the number of baby boomers and the number of procreators in America. Imagine that. And the banks financed both ends of it. I don't know whether Carnegie, Morgan, and Schwab would be turning over in their graves now or not if U.S. Steel was taken over by Nippon. Biden, by the way, has threatened to change U.S.-Israel policy if food aid workers aren't protected from airstrikes and missile strikes. Apparently, Biden made a phone call. We wonder how much blubbering he did during the call. It was a 30-minute call to Netanyahu. Bibi. How much blubbering did he do? I would like to hear Joe get on the microphone and say, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. How many pickled peppers did Peter Piper pick without blubbering all over himself? I bet he wouldn't get through. Peter Piper, what's that guy's name? I can imagine. Come on, man. I could just imagine it now. He couldn't do an alliteration if it bit him in the butt. Biden, of course, warned Bibi following this deadly Israeli attack on the World Central Kitchen aid workers that spurred new calls from Biden's fellow Democrats to place conditions on U.S. aid to Israel. Israel, of course, said the attack was a mistake. Had a bunch of workers killed trying to feed Gaza's depressed and despondent. His warning marked the first time that he has threatened to potentially condition aid, a development that could change the dynamic of the nearly six-month-old war. So Biden made clear the need for Israel to announce and implement a series of specific, concrete, and measurable steps to address civilian harm, humanitarian suffering, and the safety of aid workers. And it took 30 minutes to do that? Yeah, you got to account for the translators. I thought Bibi spoke English, too. I think he does. Rescuers in Taiwan, can't forget them. You want to pray for those folks. They face the threat of further landslides and rockfalls. In Friday's search for a dozen people still missing, over a dozen, actually. It's up to 18 from what we're hearing. The latest reports from this week's earthquake, 7.2 magnitude. Largely rural eastern community of Hualien, stranding hundreds in a national park as boulders barreled down mountains, cutting off roads. About 50 aftershocks rattled the area overnight, some as far away and felt as Taipei. That's the capital of Taiwan. For those of you who are still looking at your map, trying to figure out where it is, we can't have you underinformed now. Rescuers said about 400 people cut off in a luxury hotel in the Taroko Gorge National Park were safe, with helicopters ferrying out the injured and bringing supplies. A group of 50 hotel workers marooned on a road to the national park are now mostly safe. Thank God for that. Taiwan's fire department said two bodies were found in the mountains, but wanted to confirm their identities before updating the death toll. Put the number of missing at 18, three of them foreigners of Australian and Canadian nationality. Aid supplies still arriving at the scene. This quake, by the way, I don't know if you knew this or not, came before Taiwan began their long weekend holiday for the traditional tomb sweeping festival, when people head to their homes to spruce up ancestral graves. 19 minutes after the hour of 7, moving on to use news. Former Trump prosecutor Nathan Wade has been accused of contempt of court for non-support. Well, you always knew there was a backstory somewhere. Mr. Wade's estranged wife, you remember, he was a prosecutor on Fannie Willis's team, or Fonnie, or whatever, you take the load off your Fannie. Yeah. Well, apparently he's being accused of not paying child support and for his estranged wife's medical bills, according to an application for citation of contempt submitted Wednesday by his estranged wife. Mr. Wade's estranged wife, Jocelyn Wade, accused him of failing to pay child support and more than $4,000 for her urgent medical procedure, according to a divorce filing submitted by Ms. Wade in Cobb County, Georgia. The sudden cessation of support for their kids or children means that she's got an income of less than $1,000 a month. Further, it said Ms. Wade wrote she can't work due to her poor health condition. The latest divorce filing, however, noted that the court doesn't have jurisdiction over their young adult children, but added that she lacks the financial means to cover the medical procedure repayment. Well, see, now you gotta wonder if she's on like disability. While the cat's away, the mice will play. It's no wonder Nathan Wade was over there doing the wild thing with Fanny, allegedly. Makes you wonder. Nobody's bothered to ask Nathan if Fanny, how Fanny likes to have sex. He'd like to do to Fanny what she wants to do to Trump. By the way, in that case, I don't want anybody confused about which case we're talking about, because Trump is defending all these different cases right now. Four different criminal ones. Fulton County Superior Judge Scott McAfee has denied former President Trump's motion to dismiss charges under the First Amendment, noting the way the challenge was brought limited the arguments that could be made. All right. So they're delaying the trial, of course. Defense attorney Steve Sato argued that the Trump speech could not be prosecuted for falsity and argued that courts have recognized that even false speech must be protected, as free debate cannot be free from error. However, the judge found prosecutors did not bring charges because the speech was false, but because President Trump allegedly knowingly and willfully acted in a way that impacted matters of governmental concern. As for proving out that intent, that was a matter for trial, he said. This is the judge talking now. However, I find it interesting that not a one of the people that pled out pled to the RICO charge. See, he was making a call to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, telling him to find votes. In other words, he was saying that there's something shady going on, but yet it all got taken out of context, out of the matter of convenience. And now we find out there's a connection between Fannie Willis and Kamala Harris. She's still a disease. I don't care what you call her. The judge presiding over former President Trump's classified documents case in Florida, this would be Aileen Cannon, right? She granted a motion for an amicus brief urging the court to reject his request to dismiss the indictment. A former group of prosecutors, elected officials, and other government officials, constitutional lawyers, and organizations urged the judge to reject the former president's motion to dismiss on the grounds that special counsel Jack B. Nimble, Jack B. Smith, was unlawfully appointed and improperly funded. The argument of attorneys Matthew Seligman, and Christina Alonzo, representing the group, hinges on whether Jack B. Nimble, Jack B. Smith, was duly appointed as an inferior officer under powers granted to A.G. Merrick Garland by the Appointments Clause of the U.S. Constitution to appoint officials to detect and prosecute crimes against the U.S. I don't think so. Crimes against the U.S. Now tell me, with what all Biden had in his possession that he took out of the White House as VP, I mean, what does it take to make these charges go away? Somebody to go and say that Trump is deranged or demented or whatever the case may be? Oh, he's not in his right mind. It's okay. You know, what does it take? You know, Biden's shrink, go over and evaluate President Trump and then come out and say, oh, no, you can't prosecute him. I mean, see, this is our dual system of justice running here. This is why they're trying to bust him. I don't know. Maybe it's people that were advising President Trump improperly. I mean, he could have literally said, I'm declassifying all these documents before he left the White House. Somebody needed to remind him. I mean, he has a lot on his plate. If you were president of the United States, would you not have a lot on your plate? Every day you've got something new on your plate you have to deal with. And see, the thing is once you're in office, you got 365 days times four or 1460 days to do something about it. 1460 days. I mean, there's a lot of speeches, a lot of traveling, a lot of meeting with foreign leaders, a lot of traveling to all sorts of events as the president. Of course, I mean, you can't do that when you're hibernating in your basement now, can you? Or you got your face plopped in an ice cream cone. And see, of course, on another note, this same judge, Aileen Cannon, has denied Trump's motion alleging he mishandled classified documents. Bound by the four corners of the superseding indictment, the charges in the indictment make no reference to the Presidential Records Act, nor do they rely on that statute of purposes of stating an offense, according to the judge in her April 4th order. That was yesterday, by the way. President Trump brought a total of four motions to dismiss charges on different bases, and the judge heard oral arguments on two of the motions last month. Hours after the hearing, she denied the motion to dismiss based on unconstitutional vagueness, but she also criticized the special counsel's request as unjust. So she's not happy with any of this. I have a feeling that she's been put between a rock and a hard place. And see, the White House knows this. I'm talking about the AG and Biden and everybody else connected to this case. Why they're not going after Biden for all these classified documents, especially the one that was found near his vet in his garage that his son had access to, that the Chinese Communist Party might have had access to. Yeah, well, that's just for starters. Now the Biden administration has installed a rule to prevent Trump from firing rogue bureaucrats. Did you get that? He's trying to prevent everybody, including Trump, if Trump gets in, from draining the swamp. This is a new rule which basically reshapes the federal workforce. It bolsters job protections for career civil servants. It was issued by the U.S. Office of Personnel Management, which hinted in a statement that it's targeting a promised move by a potential second Trump presidency to drain the swamp and root out deep state by making it easier to fire government workers. Well, they tried to put a kibosh to that. They created a new accepted service schedule known as Schedule F, as in Frank or as in FU, directing agencies to move potentially large swaths of career employees into this new accepted service status. That means they can't fire them. This is in reference to a Trump-era executive order issued in 2020 that allowed tens of thousands of the 2.2 million federal employees to be reclassified as political appointees, making it easier to fire them. This new rule is 240 pages long. See, they think Trump's going to get back in office, maybe, but they're going to make sure he can't drain the swamp. We'll be back with more news and a phone call or two after these important messages. Stay with us.
One of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, where we are on this Friday. That means you're going to get the weekend off and get in, make all your arrangements and your preparations for what's going to happen on Monday. Monday is April 8th. It's the start of the Jewish civil calendar. And everybody in the path of totality, you may not see it as much as you think you could see it because they're forecasting clouds all over the whole country. And I can imagine all those 32 million people that want to go look through their glasses are going to be looking through the clouds trying to see it. That's what they're forecasting anyway. And like I said, it's an eclipse, for crying out loud. It's an event that a lot of people probably in their lifetime will never have seen. And of course, days or months later, Many of you believe that we're going to have a major earthquake over the New Madrid Fault, specifically near Little Egypt, Illinois, which is right over the center of this bloody thing. And that means the boot heel of Missouri and everything else is going to be shaken to its core. Many people believe that. Because right after the same thing happened in 1811, we had it again. And, of course, you had EMP happen during that time. Because it literally, at that time, we had the telegraph, and it literally disrupted telegraph lines. So, anyway, I mean, that's, you know, food for thought. I know a lot of states have been telling their residents to please prepare. Go gas up your cars. Because, see, all these people that are flocking to these areas where they're going to be in the path of totality, it's going to be totally dark. Oh, my God. And, you know, they're going to be sucking up all your gas and eating all your groceries, all your junk food, munching on their Cheetos while looking up at the sky. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. You know, we got everybody saying everything about everything, right? We don't want you to be freaking out over this. It is a weather event, obviously an environmental event. The moon is going to pass over the sun, and if you happen to be in the area of totality, it's going to get dark. Maybe not totally black, but it's going to get dark. You still will be able to see your hand in front of your face. Don't worry. The last news of note in the use news, Senator Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut. Here's another guy I wish would step down. He's pressuring Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor to consider retirement. Yeah, he went and told NBC News this. Claimed these comments show Democratic senators are not joining calls for Sotomayor to retire. This, of course, after, because, see, here's the thing. Blumenthal is the Senate Judiciary Committee. He sits on that committee. Added that justices have to make their personal decisions about their health and their level of energy. He warned they should also keep in mind the larger national and public interest in making sure the court looks and thinks like America. Oh, no, that's not what this is. You know, the news outlets included remarks from Sheldon Whitehouse and Mazie Hirono, testifying to the fact that the meaning of Blumenthal's comments are not subtle. It's clear, in fact, Blumenthal thinks Sotomayor should retire now, but doesn't want to say it outright. White House is saying, no, we're not doing that. She's far left. We don't want her resigning. I mean, this is just nutty. It's just tit for tat. Sotomayor will resign when Sotomayor wants to resign, and nobody else is going to tell her where to get off, all right? She's a lefty. There's no way that's happening. Before we get on with economy and business, I've got three news stories from that category you'll find really interesting. Go to the phones. Bob in Missouri, good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, listen, you know, I don't know why you would say left or right. You know, I think it's all big one comedy of treason against this country. What are we going to send on to our kids, this $37 trillion debt, you know? So how could you even have these people running your country? They're your enemy. There's no ifs and buts about, you know, a balanced budget. Well, how long ago was that happening, you know?
Yep.
We're sending all our money to China. They're screwing us out of everything we got, and our kids are going to have to pay for it. So how are you going to stand in front of your kids and tell them what you've done for them, for their future?
Well, you know, it's amazing, Bob, you would say it.
Your government did it. Huh?
Yeah. No, in my economic stories, one of the three is... And this is the thing, Bob, I know you know that the economy is not only affecting we the people who are able to vote, it's also, according to a new Gallup poll, shows a growing number of Gen Zers and millennials are getting really frustrated with Bidenomics. And here's the problem. I mean, the president went, I mean, they, look what they did. I mean, these people, the Biden administration, this is 18 to 29 year olds. Basically, Biden seems to care more about illegal aliens than the LBGTQQQIP222SAAA, whatever. Not sure what all those letters. I mean, he's quickly losing the young vote because these people are going, look, we can't afford to rent a place. We can't afford to exist. We got to work 40 hours a week. I mean, they're all going to social media. I mean, there's a huge mess in our email blast of people going on TikTok and X posting horror stories about how tough it is to make it under this. I mean, they can't, they have to work two or three jobs just to afford rent, auto payments, and avocado and toast. So, I mean, you know, I agree with you. This is exactly what they're doing to us. They're not, it's well, the younger people are facing this garbage worse, I think, than we are. That's why they're all living at home with mommy and daddy.
Can I just make two more points? One thing is, I heard that Putin, and he's so right, you know, this government is so treasonous. They're Satanists. Anyway, Putin made a statement that he said the LGBT and all that, those, that the whole organization is terrorist organizations, which they are. Look at the gay people. They die on the average age, what, 42, 43 years old? And they are a terrorist organization which has been used against this country, and they're infiltrating your kids. This gender BS and all the whole thing is just war. We're at war in every way. And one more thing, just one more thing before I get off my little stand here. You got a guy on here talking about this, solar eclipse and saying, talking about the Jews. Well, in terms of Jews, Jesus, if you look at the New Testament, he just said three things about the Jews, okay? One thing was that if he was going to stay here, they would be fighting the Jews, okay? That's the only group he said they'd be fighting, not the Romans, the Jews. In Revelation, he said the Jews are the synagogue of Satan twice there, okay? And we're supposed to be supporting them? You know, that's outrageous, you know? We are the Christians. The Christians are the, they were the Gentiles were really the 10 tribes that went across the mountains, the Caucasian mountains, the Caucasus mountains, we can call Caucasians, and we are Israel. We are Israel, and that's the reason it says in there, you will be like the stars of heaven, you know, you're going to multiply so much. That were the Christians, but that's us, you know, the Caucasians. So it's all totally, he was totally misquoting everything there. We've been led up because the certain group that owns this media and everything else, the books, they've lied to us, and it's time to wake up. Our kids, look at your grandkids, look at what's at stake there. They are the enemy of this government up here who's taken over your country. They didn't do it with bombs, they did it with word bombs and information, the information bombs. And it's time, Dave, we do something about this, dude. It's ridiculous. You know, you can look at your grandkids, look at them, and look what you're leaving them. Look at everything that's fed up on that media and stuff like that is the enemy of your kids and the enemy of you, you know, in a subtle way or in your face, one way or the other. They hate you because you're the main enemy. They're the main enemy that they have to fight in this world. Because we're the smartest people out there. In some
That's
way,
right.
In some way,
we are informed. Bob, we're informed. I get it. I appreciate your call. You know, here's the big thing. Bob is right in so many ways because we are leaving this mess to our kids. And as long as we keep this bureaucratic nonsense in power, it's going to get worse for them. Already is. I mean, literally, I mean, it doesn't take a poll to tell you why more young people are moving back in with mommy and daddy. Because they can't afford to be on their own. And mommy and daddy are like, wait a minute, you turned 18, you hit the age of majority, you can vote. Why are you here? You should be out on your own. Well, but mom, I can't afford to be out on my own. It's hitting everybody. My own family unit is affected by this. We have kids in our family unit that are 19 years of age living at home, working a job to help mom pay the rent. I mean, it's crazy. And you got people, you know, between family members and neighbors sharing babysitting duties, latchkey kid duties to keep kids from being that way because mommy and daddy are both working just to keep the lights on and food on the table and medical bills paid. I mean, it's crazy. We all know this is what they're doing. We all know it's by design. And, you know, you really don't need a poll to tell us this. And the Biden administration understands that they need Gen Z and millennial support to win in November, but this is not the way it's happening, folks. So they're trying everything they can do to bail out youngsters with student debt. It's what they're trying to do, despite the Supreme Court ruling. They're still doing it. Elevated inflation is crushing household finances. And of course, there are mounting risks that inflation could accelerate once again. Gas prices at the pump are rising. $3.19 or $3.20, because it's always $3.19.9. They always make that's a JCPenney mentality. It's $3.20 a gallon. And then, of course, if you have premium, it's $4.20 a gallon. And that's just in the areas that have quicker access to oil reserves. If you're in Hawaii or California, it's way more than that. Because I know there are people out there in the West Coast paying well more than that. Looking at the radios right now going, ah, wait a minute. 320, where's this at? I want to go move there. See, this is why that people are leaving blue states who are trying to crush red states with this EV garbage. They're trying to transfer the wealth. That's what they're trying to do. Property taxes, by the way, here's something else that's going on. I just found out one of the reasons why homes are having a hard time selling in Florida is because anything that's in a floodplain that's controlled by FEMA where flood insurance is required, the insurance just went up 25%. Who wants to buy a house when you got to pay 25% more for flood insurance on it? I mean, you're moving. Oh, well, New Yorkers will. They're used to paying. And New Jerseyites will. They're used to paying all this money. They moved to Florida. You see, a lot of them are moving back up north now. I mean, things are getting crazy down there. But Adam, we tell you a lot about Adam Data. They're out of San Diego. And they are what Realty Track relies on as far as property tax analyses. They cover 89.4 million U.S. single family homes. Which, what do you hear this? $363.3 billion in property taxes were levied on single-family homes in 2023, up 6.9% from 2022. The increase was almost double the 3.6% growth rate, the largest in the last 5 years. Average tax on a single-family home in the U.S. increased by 4.1% last year to $4,062. That also, why is that? Why are county tax assessor offices seeing this jump? Why are they doing this? Why are they assessing it? Well, because they got to take a lot of different factors into account. And the assessor always is overvaluing your property in favor of the county. And the only way to get around that is to dispute it. Otherwise, you're going to pay more. There's a lot of people who just sit on their butt and do nothing while the property tax assessor has their way with them. Oh, yeah. They get you in the pocketbook. They don't need to bend you over that way. They'll get your pocketbook instead. So, you know, if you're not taking these things into consideration when you are planning a move, ouch. And if this is any indication of things to come, get this. This is just incredible how they got this figured out. Beauty retailer Ulta, their full year sales growth target is just 4 to 5%, which falls below Wall Street's estimates. But it gets better. Within hours of announcing imminent job cuts taking effect June 30th as part of a restructuring plan, the Estee Lauder companies hosted an earnings call Monday, sharing its second quarter fiscal earnings, saying, look, we got to reorganize. Estee Lauder reported a 7% decrease in net sales softness in mainland China's prestige beauty market. Sorry, no more red lipstick over there, huh? 1% headwind resulting from disruption to businesses in Israel and other Middle Eastern areas. Now, a lot of them can't wear makeup, folks. They wear burkas. They can't wear makeup all over that. So they're going to have to start cutting positions globally between 3 and 5% of their workforce effective June 30th this year. Some employees are going to be retrained and redeployed. Other people are going to be out of a job. Now, come on. We're talking about the beauty business for crying out loud. If you think that is any indicator, I guess women, you know, have been looking at this going, I really can't afford that lipstick this time around. I really can't afford that cologne this time around. I guess my hubby's going to have to deal with my body odor. I don't know. It's crazy. I know a lot of people, they feel better when they go shopping. But seriously, when they start looking at the pocketbook and going, how much they want for that cologne? How much do they want for that eau de parfum? How's that work? Dave in New York, good morning, sir. You're on with the Power Hour. Go ahead.
Good morning, Dave. Yeah, I've got the... and I pass this out to people, and it's the, you know, the 39 books of the Bible on the Old Testament and 27 books of the New Testament. So somebody, you know, if you hand somebody a Bible or if they dust, you know, theirs off and try to look for something and you quote scripture and say it's here and there, they can't find anything. I mean, this is the easiest, simplest thing to do is list it all on a, you know, print it out, you know, and just, you know, give one and tell somebody else to copy it, you know, 10 times and pass it out to 10 people that aren't just going to use it to light your cigars with or something, you know? But I mean, you've got to, I mean, it's like the Bible's your owner's manual. Okay. And usually in your owner's manual, it tells you, you know, there's an appendix and it tells you how to take care of, you know, your vehicle, if you will, you know, well, there's nothing more important than your soul, which is basically, you know, your vehicle, because that's what we're all doing right now is, you know, and so just the easiest thing to do is to print up the whole thing. Now, whether Matthew's in the Old Testament or New Testament, yeah, you know, I'm not omnipotent. I don't know, but at least that is a start. Now, you're familiar with upstate New York. I call it Albany. And
upstate New York to me, Dave, is the Adirondack Mountains. I have been there into Lake Champlain, and I'm telling you, that is the beautiful part of New York State. Albany can just jump in the lake as far as I'm concerned.
It's halfway between New York City.
I mean, come on.
Okay, I have limited time here, but it's halfway between New York City and where you're talking about, which I'm familiar with both areas. And I've been up there when I was 5 years old to like an old camping lodge on Long Lake, and they had stuffed animals all over the things and everything, and a bear that was, you know, like 5 feet tall. When I was little, I had to go upstairs to go to bed at night. I had to go past that bear, and I had to look up at it and run like hell to get up there because I was scared of the bear. But, you know, that's where all the rich people have places up there. Okay, and it's more than a tank of gas away from where we are now. Funny how that works. Maybe. But anyway, the four people in that helicopter crash or whatever down in Texas were from Rensselaer County, basically. And one of them was a 28-year-old state police officer. And, you know, the girl, she was part of the Best Luther Fire Rescue Squad. And however, through the National Guard, it was their group that, you know, were all basically in that chopper down there. In fact, the one that survived so far is, you know, the same deal. And that Governor Hochul we have here wanted to make a friggin' photo op out of that situation to show you how despicable and low these people are. She increased his rank and said that he always wanted to fly the governor's helicopter. Well, I'm thinking, you know what, whatever you are, lady, he wasn't thinking you were going to be governor. You know? Yeah. But can you imagine that? So she goes to the funeral parlor where the display is, and it's being closed at the 2 o'clock showing. She tries to push her way in there, and a family freaking blocks her and tells her, get out of here. You're not welcome here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know which is worse, her or Meghan Markle showing up at your funeral. I mean, come on. They're both looking for photo ops and media. Oh, God, this is crazy. I appreciate that, Dave. Thanks so much for your call. You know, here's the thing. If people wanted to actually, this is the thing about homeschoolers, now that you tip my mind a little bit, and this is the thing, you know, sometimes you callers make comments that get me going, and this is one of those things where, you know, we used to do that and recite all this stuff and used to do all 66 books of the Bible. And in homeschool, if you would just sit down and get your kids, you don't have to do it in iambic pentameter, you know, First and Second Samuel, First and Second Kings, First and Second Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, you know, see, we did all that. So, you know, those who are in the know, you know, that are homeschooling, this is a great thing to do. I encourage that. Dave in New York, thanks for that. Jeff in North Carolina, you got a couple of minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. You bring up so many good points. First off, let me say you need to officially change the name of your program on Friday from Feel Good Friday to Overinformed Friday. That would be good, Dave.
Okay. All right. Next.
But Hey, I wanted to say, you know, the thing you guys were talking about, the Bible and some Christian topics and so forth, you know, and this thing about this eclipse, you know, there's a lot of people that are really hung up on a rapture. I don't know if you know that, but a lot of these churches teach a pre-tribulation rapture, which is not biblical. A pre-tribulation rapture teaching is not biblical.
Yeah, we know that, and that's a big problem. The music's starting. We're coming up to the break when Keith Gross joins us afterwards. Power Mall opens up, by the way. I appreciate that, Jeff. And you're right about that. You know, the Bible clearly says we know not the day nor the hour. So why is everybody out there predicting it? It just makes them look like fools. You know, it doesn't happen. I mean, how many people have gathered together on the mountain? We're going to be taken up, and the day comes and goes, and, oh, well, we'll just move the date. Don't worry. Yeah, doesn't work like that, folks. It's in God's time, not ours. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
The solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregano Resp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.